The death of Army soldier Lori Paestewa in Iraq has brought both pride and grief to Native Americans in the remote canyons and mesas of northeast Arizona. The 23-year-old Hopi is believed to be the first Native American woman in the U.S. military to die in combat. She's become an icon, not just to the Hopi and Navajo reservations where she's from, but to all of Indian country. From the Hopi Reservation, Arizona Public Radio's Daniel Crocker reports.
On Thursday, the final memorial was held for Lori Paestewa at the Veterans Memorial Center, a big gymnasium near the Hopi capital of Kikotsmavi at the foot of a steep, rocky mesa. This Lakota honoring song was from the Cheyenne River Sioux of South Dakota. They were one of 21 tribal delegations from around the country at the memorial. Kevin Batiste is chairman of another tribe, the Alabama Cushata of East Texas.
We support all Native Americans fighting for our country, protecting our freedom, and so forth. I am a veteran, my wife is a veteran, and we felt deep ties. You know, we felt like we had to be here, pay our final respects.
Lori Paestewa was Hopi, but lived in Tuba City, a Navajo town. The Navajo Reservation is the size of West Virginia and completely surrounds the much smaller Hopi Reservation. The tribes have distinct traditions and cultures and have long been at odds over land. Paestewa's death hasn't eased political tensions. But at Bash's grocery store in Tuba City, the only supermarket for 50 miles in any direction, Mary Worker says it has united Hopis and Navajos with pride.
To me, Lori Paestewa represents a bravery and not just the Hopi tribe, but to the Indian nations, that she represents that. And although I'm Navajo, I would be honored to tell my children who this woman is and how she has represented us.
Like many Native American families, the Paestewas have a long history of military service. Lori's father is a Vietnam veteran and her grandfather fought in World War II. Native Americans have historically served in the military in extremely high numbers. Today, there are nearly 13,000 enlisted. Vietnam veteran and Hopi Indian Clifford Kotzakwahu was the MC at Thursday's memorial. He was drafted in 1966, but says he would have enlisted anyway.
To me, it's kind of like an Indian thing to do, not necessarily go out and fight for the United States government. Probably that would come secondary, but to protect my country, Indian country, and protect my people.
But it's also a matter of economics. The reservations Paestewa came from are proud but poor. Unemployment hovers around 50%. Both tribes have shunned gambling, the economic backbone of other reservations. Kotzakwahu says most young people long to leave the res, but often find city life too hectic.
I mean, this day and age with the economy being so difficult out here on the reservations, and education being so expensive, many of our children have turned to the military.
Indeed, at Hopi High School, more than 100 students have joined the Junior ROTC program. That's about 25% of the entire student body. On Thursday, the memorial ceremony opened with the ROTC posting of colors.
March! Color guard, call!
Lori Paestewa was also an ROTC member. Cadet Major Anthony Pahuyasfa, a senior at Hopi High, has already enlisted in the Army. He says rather than giving him second thoughts, Paestewa's death has strengthened his resolve to serve.
No, it doesn't. It makes me want to go even more. To pay my respects to Lori, to be as good as she was, just to defend my nation as well.
For NPR News, I'm Daniel Crocker on the Hopi Reservation.